This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1516. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 10th, the Accent Station news from Azerbaijan, Azores, Bolivia, Brazil, Cape Verde, Dominican Republic, Guinea, Korea, Liberia, PNG, Russia and Ukraine, Solomon, Sweden, Syria, Vatican, webcasts from France and Saudi Arabia, clandestine for Gambia, tech problems in India, Irondale, but not Indonesia, new frequency from Portugal in the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, in South Africa, Cape Town, Graham Bell tells us in DSWCI DXwendo that he's heard Radio Nacional de Angola on 7216.8 at 0105 UT May 29th with high-tempo Afropop and a vernacular announcement, a good signal. But then the audio dropped off and only the carrier was left. He says it's the only time I've heard it over the past few weeks. Nothing on 945 medium wave or their other shortwave frequency 4950, although he says there is a carrier just below the frequency, and I believe it has been reported slightly low beyond the proper frequency, while medium wave 1088 continues to run Radio Nacional in Portuguese from Angola. About Voice of Justice in Stepanakert, Magnus Karabakh, in Azerbaijan, the WRTH domestic update, as of June 4th, says the evening transmission on 9677, Tuesdays and Saturdays, has been retimed. It had been at 15 to 1530 UT, but now it's at 13 to 1330. And on Radio Bulgaria's DX program, via Yimber Gaviria, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria also reports it with the program in Azeri between 13 and 1326. He measured it on 9676.3. And in another of his reports, this one to Wolfgang Büschel, he says Radio Voice of Justice was heard in Azeri and Russian between sign on 0525 and closed down at 0553. That time it was on 9677.4 as of June 2nd. He says it's a new broadcast time, or maybe due to a problem with the transmitter. In WTFDA, Paul Logan in Northern Ireland, who reported all those Azores FM stations at about 1,500 miles from him, notes that there's a new transmitter there on 87.7 megahertz, which of course is outside the North American FM band near the frequency vacated by Channel 6 Audio. Well, not completely, but the major analog stations are gone in the U.S., of course. So we might have a chance of hearing it over here, at least in eastern North America, if we point our antennas toward Portugal and the Azores and when conditions are favorable, such as 2 or 3 hop sporadic E, 87.7. It's at Pico da Barrosa in São Miguel, which may be running 50 kilowatts like the other outlets there, although that's not known for sure. Bob Wilkner in South Florida has been doing a lot of tropical monitoring and reports a number of Bolivians, including one we haven't seen reported for quite some time, but Rogildo Fontenelle Aragão in Bolivia helped him identify it. It's Radio Emisora Bajivian in San Borja Beni on 4787.671, midnight to midnight 20 UT, in Spanish on the 7th of June. He also reports an exceptionally strong signal the following morning from Radiodifusora Roraima in Boa Vista, Brazil, at 0945 UT June 7th on 4875.48. In the NASA flash sheet, Giovanni Serra in Rome, Italy, reports the two Brazilians on 4915. Actually, they're both on slightly offset frequencies, in case you can measure them closely. Radio Daqui in Goiânia on 4914.99, June 4th at 2220 to 23:12. And Haridifu Sora Jumakapa, June 6th at 0206 to 0302 on 4914.96. But they're both on much of the time and may interfere with each other. Karel Honzik in Czechia, Hardcore DX, follows up with another report of the 25-meter frequency of Radio Daki, 11829.96. He says not in use for a long time, but heard testing on May 17th. From June 2nd, for 3 days in a row, he's been hearing them in a regular transmission ending at 2100 UT. They always play Sertaneja music with lots of IDs after each song. In CIDX Messenger, Alan Roberts reports finding out about a new book about pirate radio in Canada. You can read about it and how to access it at the website corresponding to its title, islandsofresistance.ca. On two or three occasions recently, I've been enjoying sporadic ETVDX from the Prairie Provinces, channels 2 through 6, namely Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta, maybe also from southwestern Ontario. These, of course, are still analog, not digital. Details in DX Listening Digest 10-23 via worldofradio.org. And also about Mexican analog TVDX I've been getting. In WTFDA, Hugh Hoover in Portugal reports getting Cape Verde DX on FM. It's even further from him, 1,880 miles, than the Azores are from Northern Ireland. Yes, Tropo, that's quite a distance. And those in the know can tell whether they're getting tropospheric or sporadic e-propagation. This was Radio Cabo Verde on 91.6, which he was hearing at 2200 UT on June 3rd and provided an audio file to prove it. In case you're tempted to take at face value the news you may hear on China Radio International, check out the New York Times story of June 3rd by Andrew Jacobs. Xinhua official shares details of China's news cleanups. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending that on. Last week we had reports of Radio Amanecer, Dominican Republic, on 6025. However, I seldom hear it because it's not on the air during my favorite monitoring times. But occasionally they stay on the air late into the night or probably all night long. Such was the case on June 7th. I'd been checking stations on 4025 from Liberia, comparing it to 5025 in Cuba, and then I went up to 6025 and was surprised to find a station in Spanish with a discussion about medical matters. They never identified, but it matches the schedule of Clínica Abierta on Radio Amanecer. So I'm quite sure on that occasion they were on the air all night. Worth checking now and then if you have the chance. I found out later that Ron Howard in California had already noted they were staying on later than usual, as he was hearing them as late as 0442. I tried again the next couple of nights, but no sign of them. Radio France International continues to make it difficult to determine their actual schedule, since what we hear does not necessarily match what's on their website or other sources. For example, 21690 is still on the air from French Guiana in our afternoons, even though it's missing from the schedule World Radio TV Handbook picked up for their A10 update. It's supposed to be entirely in French, although sometimes we hear them breaking away to Spanish. There is a Spanish broadcast scheduled on 17630 between 21 and 2130, which puts a very good signal in here. But if you tune in just before 2100, you're likely to hear a bit of Portuguese. That's happened more than once, as I've done it. Apparently they turn the transmitter on a minute or two early and don't care that there's some previous programming in Portuguese, which is not supposed to be on shortwave at all. In the Nassau group, Cheryl Paskowitz in Wisconsin says, Radio France International has a website where you can download English programs for later listening without having to be online. Podcast, that is, www.english.rfi.fr/broadcasts. There is a new clandestine for Gambia. Well, not entirely new, and is it a target or opposition broadcast? Or what? Wolfgang Büschel spotted a new entry in the media broadcast schedule, that is the German relay site, attributed to RMI, Radio Miami International, Saturdays only at 18:15 to 18:30 on 15225. It's from the Nauen, Germany site since May 22nd with 125 kilowatts. So he asked Jeff White, what is this broadcast? It is, in fact, Save the Gambia Democracy Project. They have a website, www.savethegambia.org. This rings a bell. I remember they previously had a shortwave broadcast for a while a few years ago. And in VCDX, Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener, who researched the matter, says they started testing in April 2005 and then were on the air from June of that year until March of 2006 with a weekly half-hour via Jülich. Not sure about the language on this one, but it could well be English as well as some local African language. Again, the time to check is Saturdays only, 18:15 to 18:30 on 15225. Does democracy really need to be saved in this small African country? Hans-Jörg Biener says, according to one ranking of press freedom, it's quite low there, ranking 175 out of 196 countries. The new private religious shortwave station in the Republic of Guinea continues to be reported, just a shade below 4900, Familia FM. In DSW CIDX window, Patrick Robich in Austria heard it May 23rd until sign-off at midnight 5 UT. Also reported by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, June 3rd at 21:39 with a French announcement at 2200. He says they're not parallel to their FM service on its webcast, and the frequency he measured was 4899.990. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, who discovered it originally, reports it again on June 3rd at 1912 to 2130 in French, talks about family and law, African songs, at 2210 news in French. Fair reception, but he wonders what is the exact transmitter site, since they'd said they're not actually broadcasting the shortwave signal from Conakry. The WRTH domestic update seems to have the answer. It says it's a new Christian station operating from Timbi Madina, I'll spell that, with 1 kilowatt between 06 and 24 UT approximately in French, Pular, and Maninka languages. The location is TIMBI-MADINA. And the website is www.familiafm.com. Many of us have remarked on the deficient modulation coming out of some of the frequencies of All India Radio, and it's been discussed in the DX India group by Indians themselves. Ashok Sapati, for example, says, such a shame that the studio feed from Delhi is so muffled. They can at least invest in a few good microphones and better acoustics. But Partha Sarathy replies, I don't think the problem is with studio acoustics. Try listening to them via satellite. Actually, the problems are in the feeder system and the transmitter. The Broadcast Engineering Society is the consultant, and they are very busy pushing purchase of new DRM transmitters, but nobody is working to upgrade the old transmitters. They're going to be replaced with digital ones. The audio feeding and modulation units need to be replaced, and obviously we need to replace a few technicians too. But all these things are very hard here, as we have a democracy of unions and strikes. We are in the midst of World of Radio number 1516. Consult our website for much more, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from William T. Hassig in Illinois, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Certainly nice to see that, as there's not been much financial support for the last few weeks, and I'm wondering if I can justify continuing. Contributions may also be made via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. I can hardly bear to expect it to continue because we've been disappointed so many times in the past, but for 2 days in a row, the Voice of Indonesia has had good punchy modulation for its English broadcast at 13 to 14 on 9525.9. The good modulation makes a great difference, since reception may be weak, but even when it was strong, if the modulation was bad, it was a total loss. So give it a try if you can, and see if they're still modulating well. We may expect some cutbacks from KBS World Radio in South Korea. At least the parent organization is apparently going to have to cut its staff drastically. A story in the Media Network blog of June 7th says KBS is to shed 20% of its jobs by 2014, one-fifth of its executives and staff. The biggest cuts in its 84-year history, making as many as 1,100 executives and employees redundant. But the union is strongly opposing the restructuring plan. Most nights, but not every night, I've been able to detect at least a carrier from Star Radio in Liberia on 4025, but it's quite weak and there's a lot of T-storm noise. Bruce Jensen in California has also been looking for it at the same time as I, between 06 and 07 UT, in relatively close São Paulo, Brazil. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich was hearing it as late as 0740 UT on June 4th. That's more than an hour after sunrise in Liberia. One night I found a slight peak in reception around 0630, which is the actual sunrise time within a few minutes. In North America, we have no chance of hearing their evening broadcast, which closes around 2100 UT, at least not until it's winter here, if the schedule remains the same. But from relatively close Brazil, in Bahia, Jorge Freitas does report hearing it at that time, June 5th, until sign-off at 2107. Also heard by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal at the same time. We have lots more reports of the new Papua New Guinea station. We've been telling you about Radio Fly on 5960 from many parts of North America. Steve Lair in Michigan says, nice reception the morning of June 4th, sports commentary at 10:15, and Ann Murray tune at 10:30. Further east, Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, presumes that's what he was getting, a live sporting event, June 4th at 10:11 to 10:22, when it faded out quickly. There have been reports that the sporting events you hear on it are relays from 2GB in Sydney, Australia, says Seichi Hasegawa in Japan. In fact, it's rugby. Ron Howard in California has been getting it just after his local sunrise for the following hour, roughly 13 to 14 UT. I've been complaining for the last 2 months about the collision between Portugal and Cuba on 12020, both to South America, starting at 23 UT, although Portugal only Monday through Friday. Finally, as of June 4th, I was no longer hearing Portugal. I did hear them on 11630, but that frequency was already in parallel. Finally, by the following Monday, we found them on the replacement frequency for 12020, which is 11940. In fact, that was a reserve alternate frequency for this transmission. So the collision is finally over. By the way, 11940 would not have worked as long as Chile was putting out that spur around 11940 from its 11920 relay of HCJV at the same time. Several people corresponding with Voice of Russia have been trying to get an explicit explanation about the new frequency 7440 of English to North America at midnight to 02, we mentioned last week, which is the frequency registered and previously used by Radio Ukraine International. But they are not getting an explicit reply or acknowledgement that, in fact, it is via the Lviv transmitter site, but we're pretty sure it is. Meanwhile, the PR person at Radio Ukraine International continues to assert that they are definitely going to resume their shortwave broadcasts, which were suspended in April. Of course, it wouldn't necessarily have to be on the same frequencies as before. There are three different transmitter sites in the Moscow area, but it's very difficult to figure out which transmissions are coming from which site, since they're all just referred to as Moscow in the registrations. However, BCDX heard from someone at the Taldom transmitter site who said there are not any VOR AM programs being transmitted from Taldom. The amount of AM programs had been very much reduced by the end of March. VOR ordered us only to use DRM for 6 hours a day. BBC Monitoring quotes the Saudi state-owned official news agency SPA website that the country has launched a website to stream live TV and radio programs. Dateline Jeddah, June 8th. The live transmission website of Saudi TV and radio channels will allow visitors from all over the world to watch or listen to all programs broadcast from that country. It's www.sm.gov.sa. Well, this is treated as if it's news. However, I was able to listen to BSKSA's 1600 UT English transmission on a webcast several years ago, although I haven't tried lately. Maybe the television part is new. Last winter, I was noticing that Solomon Islands appeared to be leaving their transmitter on the air with open carrier after their official sign-off around 12 UT on 5020. And now someone else has come to the same conclusion quoted in BCDX. I think SIBC is leaving the transmitter on 5020 on overnight unmodulated. I don't check often, but over the last week I've checked twice, and there is certainly a strong carrier. I thought they couldn't afford the electricity bill and dropped BBC overnight. Very strange if it is them. Perhaps they have trouble with their transmitter remote control. Radio Sweden may not care what shortwave listeners abroad may think about their plans to turn it off at the end of October, but the major newspaper Svenska Dagbladet on the 18th of May had an item via Claes W. England and Unmar Kvik in ARC Medium Wave Echo, also via Ole Alm via BCDX. But it does finally come out in English. Swedish yachters petitioned the Minister of Culture, Mrs. Lena Adelsohn Liljeroth, to intervene in order to rescue the overseas transmissions of Radio Sweden. 2 months ago, the management decided to cancel the traditional short and medium wave transmissions. From November 1st, listeners are referred to the web service of SR, so that a computer with an internet connection is required instead of a broadcast receiver. This could become expensive both for yachters and ordinary tourists. Radio Damascus, Syria may be blocked on 9330 by the expanded WBCQ broadcasts, but their parallel frequency has been active and audible lately, although usually with inadequate modulation, 12085. I've been hearing them at 21 in English and 22 in Spanish. And they went into a bit of Arabic at 23, but that must have been a mistake as they signed off a few minutes later. By the way, if we are to believe the listings, their only English broadcast at 21 UT is aimed at 98 degrees toward Australia. I wonder if they in-boom in the mornings there. They had an English broadcast at 20 UT aimed toward Europe and North America, but that's been suspended for quite a while, replaced by a one-hour break. And at 22. When they go into Spanish, they reverse the beam to 278 degrees. About World of Radio scheduling, on WRMI 9955 and webcast, we noted previous time missing, Saturday at 1330 UT, but Harry Brooks in England heard us instead 24 hours later, and Jeff White confirms that's the new time, Sundays at 1330. Although it continues to appear in the June PDF program schedule of WWCR, for the second week in a row, the 0330 UT Monday broadcast of World Radio was replaced by something else, so I can only assume it has been canceled. That's the one on 5890. I hope we're still appearing a few hours earlier, Sundays at 2330 on 9980. And IRRS, Nexus IBA, informs us that, as often happens, the Saturday 08 UT broadcast on 9515 will be replaced by something else this week, June 12th. I've not bothered to belabor it lately, but it seems WEWN has done nothing to fix those nasty spurs accompanying its English language transmitter, which are about plus and minus 10 kilohertz away, impacting whatever stations are unfortunate enough to approach it that closely. It so happens, due to the current scheduling, the usual victims are WYFR and WWCR. For example, at 1345, WWCR 13845 is getting mushed by the spur from WEWN on 13835. It probably happens on all their English frequencies, 6890 at 0619 UT, although there are no broadcasters 10 kilohertz up or down. I could also hear putting out the spurs when I turned on the BFO. Vatican Radio is supposed to have a new English broadcast at 12 UT via Sackville on 9830, colliding, of course, with Radio Teletype. However, on Sunday, June 6th, they were in Spanish instead until sign-off at 1211. Don't know if that was some mistake or a variation on Sundays. The Spanish is supposed to be only between 11:30 and 12 UT. We are still waiting and wondering when, if ever, we may expect a solar flux number above 80 most of the time. We're still lucky to go above 70, and the solar cycle is supposed to be rising. In the propagation report in the June BDXC UK communication, James Welsh says the sunspot trend charts at solarcycle24.com are showing a significant drop in activity in the first quarter of this year. The smoothed average forecast for the end of April was 25, but the actual figure was as low as 10. The current propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 8th. A and K indices mostly 5 and 2, but peaking at 15 and 3 June 26th and 27th. And yes, solar flux 70, rising to a peak of only 75 between June 19th and 26th, and down to 70 again by July 2nd. In other words, an increase to unsettled to active levels June 25th to 28th in response to a recurrent coronal hole. That's World of Radio 1516. I'm Glenn Hauser.